T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpkin. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Matthew get revenge on his Lady Hillary, say aye.
Aye.
Matthew, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
We are great. You just sound like you just want to get to the point this morning. You sound... My man Matthew's not playing with this, ladies. How can we help you get revenge on, is it your wife?
Well, she's my fiance.
Got it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I you know, normally don't do stuff like this, but I'm feeling it's gotten pretty out of control, man. I'm not going to lie.
What's gotten out of control?
Well, I mean, I love my fiance, and we have a great relationship, but, we're coming up on a wedding, and we're in the midst of this coronavirus craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And we know a bunch of people that have had to cancel weddings. Things are being canceled all over the place, as you guys know.
Right.
So we're starting to come up on the date, and my fiance is freaking out. She's like a different person. I don't know what's going on with her, but she's a total, you know that show Bridezilla?
Yeah.
Bridezilla, yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. Like, that's what it feels like. She's become this total nightmare, and it's like she's taking coronavirus personally or something. It's like every single...
Oh, but I get it, though, because, like, this is supposed to be that moment in her life, and this pandemic is definitely affecting everything.
And I get it. It's not like I'm not upset, but, I mean, she's freaking out on people. You know, she's losing her temper. She,
oh.
She made a comment to me. Well, she's made several.
Are you sure you want to say I do?
No. Listen, I don't want to come off wrong. I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her. I'm just concerned. But also, I don't want to see her go through it. I don't want to see our families go through it. And, she's starting to use lingo like my wedding. She says my wedding this, my wedding that, my day. No,
I mean, how bad is she getting? Like, what's the worst thing that she said to you?
Right.
So we got a call from the venue, and the venue is now thinking that they're going to have to postpone. And she was so rude and so mean to the woman that I guess she was maybe an assistant that called us about the venue, that she made this woman cry on the phone.
Oh, wow.
That's
sad.
Like, we're all dealing with this. Okay, now I'm getting this. All right.
Yeah, your fiance has to along that we're all going through this as well.
So then she's also personally speaking to the catering company. And she started making demands on the catering company that they have their people show up and not only show up to a wedding and work, when obviously none of these people want to show up and work, but she is going to force all of these people to stand there with plates of food and make sure that they are covered and they're 6 feet apart. So it's like she has no...
Wait, what?
Oh, we gonna elope at this point. What the hell?
Oh my God.
Like, we can't display the food on the table. It has to be held by people who are tested and covered and wearing masks and gloves.
Okay.
All right.
She's doing too much.
Wow.
Okay, I see what you want to do there. You wanna give her a little taste of her own medicine then?
I guess. I want to do something. I'm feeling desperate, man.
Okay. Well, what are we thinking? How are we going to get her back for you this morning?
Well, I thought maybe we could prank her from... I mean, I think the only one that she hasn't directly spoken to in a while is the actual dress maker. You know, the shop that has the dress coming in.
Right.
So I thought maybe we could prank call from the dress shop and tell her that something's wrong with the dress. It's like a different color.
Oh, you know, yes. I can't wait to be Nasha with tools from the dress shop. I love it. I love it.
Wait, you should be a little flamboyant.
Yes, I love it. Okay, really quick. All I really need to know, the wedding dress, is it a traditional white?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's supposed to be, yeah.
Supposed to be. Okay, so I'm going to go away from that. I'm going to give her a little dose of her own medicine, okay?
Okay.
All right. Nacho is going to play a dress shop owner. I cannot wait for this one.
Oh, my God.
Matthew, we got you. We need Hillary's number up next. We're going to ruin your fiance's morning, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Cupcake call up next. Good morning, Matt. He's about that. The morning mess is back with this cupcake call. We spoke to Matthew, who is dealing with a bridezilla. His fiance Hillary is making life impossible. Now, life as we know it has changed for the past few weeks. We're all going through it. They're trying to plan a wedding. Well, she's planning the wedding. He's just nodding his head and saying, yes, dear. But Matthew, who's on the line, Matthew, she's just being outright rude and disrespectful to not only family and friends and yourself, but people trying to plan her perfect wedding day.
Well, I mean, a couple examples. She made a woman cry on the phone, a woman who was representing the venue who was calling us with alternate dates because they might have to postpone.
Wow.
She had this ridiculous demand on the catering company that they forced their staff to come and work the wedding and they all be tested for coronavirus and they have to hold the food a certain number of feet apart from each other. I mean,
oh
just craziness.
It's a little much.
Now, I understand it. It's her day and she's probably stressed, not only with the stress given for your wedding day, the whole COVID-19,
yeah.
But we're all dealing with that. So she needs to be a little nicer.
Yeah.
So you called us because you want to get revenge. I feel like this is not just for you. This is for everybody that's involved with the wedding. And I'm supporting this 100%, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of feel like I'm calling on behalf of our families as well.
And so that girl that she made cry, this one's for you.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call as Nacho as the dress shop owner. And the wedding dress that she wanted, yeah, I'm going to make sure it's not what she wanted, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Hillary, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Nacho Chavez, Nacho with two O's. I am the dress shop owner for your wedding dress.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I remember speaking with a Jane. Do you know if this is regarding Jane?
Yes, Jane, I fired her. She was horrible. So listen, I got you, honey child.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so the wedding dress is done. It is in. It is ready for your honeymoon, to ready to really get it in. Hillary?
Oh, wonderful.
I know, I'm so excited too for you, please.
Oh, this is great news.
I know. It's not going to look as good as it is on me, but you know what, Hillary? You do you.
Did you try on my dress?
Who said that? Did that bitch Jane tell you that? Because that's why I'd be firing her. She be snitches. Anyways, listen. I didn't think mint green would look good on a bride, but I love it.
I'm sorry, what?
The dress. You picked mint green. Que no?
Mint green?
Yes.
For my wedding dress.
Mm-hmm. This is Hillary, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it is done, sweetie. I love it. I can take a payment over the phone, or you can come over 6 feet away from me and spill your credit card info, and I will give it to you.
So the dress is white.
The what? The bridesmaids are white?
No, the dress. The dress is white, right? The dress should be white.
Whose dress?
My dress. What's your name again?
Nacho with two O's. Say it slow so it flows. Listen, that's honey so child, funny. How are we going to get these payments?
No. Nacho.
Mm-hmm.
The
two
dress,
O's.
My wedding
say
dress.
Say it slow
you...
so it flows.
My wedding dress should be f***ing white. Is it green or is it white?
Well, both. It's mint green. So it's like a light white green.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
No.
I did not pay $4,263.
Well, technically, you only paid half.
Well, I didn't pay half of that to have a green dress.
It's not green. It's mint green. What is wrong with you, Hillary? It's mint green. I think it looks beautiful.
No. I need you to reorder the dress in white, and I need it to be here in 2 weeks, because if it fits wrong, then I need it tailored.
Honey child, tap tap, no take backs. Listen, we made the dress. It was very expensive. It was made with the finest polyester. It is so beautiful. It's going to look gorgeous.
Are you kidding me? It should be taffeta.
Huh?
The dress should be taffeta. What do you mean polyester? I am not wearing a polyester.
Honey child, the 70s are back.
My wedding, Nacho.
Excuse me, what are we trying to say here, Hillary?
You need to take that dress and shove it up your f***ing ass. Okay?
Were you in the fitting room with
me?
How
dare,
did
you? Don't you dare.
Listen, it is beautiful. I promise you, Hillary.
Well, then you can wear it to your
wedding. I did. It looks good on me. Probably better on me than you, but I cannot wait for my invitation, please.
I cannot. Where is Jane?
Jane, I fired her.
Jane, I don't know you, and I need to.
She suggested a white, but I know you look pretty in a mint green dress. You're so pale. It looked great on you. You look like a fairy.
Oh my God. Green is not my color.
Who are you getting crazy with, Hillary?
Who am I getting crazy
yes.
with? Yes. You called a bride months before her wedding to tell her that.
You better watch your attitude right now, honey child.
I should be getting married in white like the virgin I am supposed to be.
Did you say you're a virgin? Come on now. I've seen you how you walked when the last time you were here.
You've never seen me and I've never seen
you. You walked with a limp. I saw it.
I don't walk like a f***ing harlot.
You better start yelling at me first of all, honey child. Don't get dropped like Jenga blocks. I will...
Excuse me, how dare you speak like this to a customer? This is I'm calling the Better Business Bureau right
now. I'm calling your fiance and tell him to say I don't. I still got a chance. Let me call Matthew and tell him how rude you are to me.
Oh, shut up.
Hold on, okay? Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep. Matthew?
Hey, guys.
Hillary?
What the f*** is going on?
Oh, my God. Matthew, sir.
Help us.
Hillary, we're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your fiance, Matthew, put us up to this.
Are you f***ing shitting me, Matthew?
Matthew, you want to explain to your fiance why we did this to her this morning?
Babe, I had to do it. You're losing your mind. I love you, but, I mean, this is like Bridezilla. I had to. Come on.
I mean, you thought this was going to help me not lose my mind? Okay, but baby, the dress is not green, right?
No, it's mint green. It's going to look very nice.
Oh,
on
my
you.
God, Joey.
It's so nice.
All right, she's had enough.
I was going to come up there and beat the shit out of you. I don't know.
Oh, my God, girl. And I believe you.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.